Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. My pleasure as always. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And don't forget to check out our blog as well. Boy, howdy, you guys are using my blog, and I really appreciate it. It's good to know that some of the things that we do, that you like it and that you're using it. It makes me feel good, and you know what I mean. Donna Finn knows all about that because people are using her wisdom all the time, especially from her book, Alpha Dogs, How Your Small Business Can Become a Leader of the Pack. And she's also a contributing editor to Inc. magazine, and she's also our good friend. Donna, welcome back to the show.
Thanks very much, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you back. And you have some news about your book, don't you?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, my book is being translated into Japanese this
wow.
year, which I'm
have,
really
have you seen
excited
it? Have
about.
You seen it yet?
No, it's not out yet. It's actually with the translator right now, this lovely man who I've been emailing, and they asked me to write a special introduction for the Japanese market, which took me a little bit of time because I don't know anything about entrepreneurship in Japan, but I do now.
You're right. The Global Entrepreneurial Monitor found that they are the least entrepreneurial of all the industrialized nations.
You know something, but I'll tell you that's changing now for them, Jim, because
they have to.
What I found out is that they're sort of where we were maybe 20 years ago or so. They're finally coming to the realization that employment for life with big corporations
right.
is, you know, just not going to happen.
Well, the job security myth is officially a myth over there now, as it is
right.
up here.
Exactly. And so the government really is going to great lengths to try to encourage entrepreneurship. The thing is, it's funny, back when I started working for Inc. in the 80s, if you said you were an entrepreneur, it was like saying that, you know, it was like saying, hey, do you want to buy a watch?
And the reaction was, oh, you can't get a real job, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Or you're working for dad's company or something like
right.
that. And that's kind of what they're coming out of in Japan now, sort of this era of entrepreneurship by necessity towards entrepreneurship as a way of advancing yourself and entrepreneurship of opportunity.
When you come back next time, when it comes out, I expect you to do part of the show in Japanese. I want you to say
that. Oh, yeah,
that,
okay. Definitely we'll have that mastered. It's not a difficult language at all, so I
no,
hear.
No. That would have got like 10,000 characters or something like that. But also, there's more news about your book.
Yeah, the paperback is coming out next month, the beginning of May. So that's exciting.
I'm glad to say that I have a hardback copy, folks. But I will tell you, they don't bring out paperbacks of an edition if the hardback didn't do well. So congratulations on all that good news. You know, you were talking, Donna, about the sea change in Japan. I mean, they've got to do that. They have no choice. See, this is the kind of thing that happened naturally. Really, in the United States, it happened more naturally. Even though it was, there has been kind of a birth of legitimacy of being an entrepreneur, being a small business owner in America. We've always had them, of course, but we were always sort of backwater mom and pops. Now we're part of the mainstream and have been for some time, and they've had to learn this. The soil is not that fertile for entrepreneurs in places like Japan. But there's one story that I want to tell you about. In Italy. I was in Italy a couple of years ago, and as you know, whenever I travel over there, I always talk to small business owners and find out what's going on over there. And what this one guy told me was that, you know, they're having all these layoffs in the government over there in Italy. The car companies were, you know, laying off a bunch of folks and all that. And here are all these people who've worked for the government all their life for some big company, which is partially owned mm-hmm. by the government. And when they laid them off, they said, well, what do we do? Where do we go?
Yeah, exactly.
Guess what the government told him to do?
What was that?
Go start a small business. He told me that the government told those people he knew, he and his family had always been small business owners, but he said the government said, you should start a small business. Now, how about that?
Oh, Yeah, well, I mean, that's interesting, but when people have been working for the government and for large corporations their whole lives, and they're suddenly told to go start a small business, I hope that there's some sort of training, support, money, well, something.
Well, yeah, they said, what do you mean? What does that mean?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You can't just suddenly tell somebody to go become an entrepreneur, as you know.
That's
it's
right.
A certain amount of capital and skill, and you know, it's sort of it's good when it comes from this deep down desire to make a difference or to be independent, and not just you're kicked out of your job, now go start a business.
Exactly.
That frequently doesn't work so well, as you and I know.
You just got back from the Women's Congress in Boston.
In Boston, that's right. It's a
now, tell us what a women's congress is. This sounds like a subversive organization to me, Donna.
I'm sorry. I'm still getting over my cold, so I might cough a bit. This is the first year for the Women's Congress. It was started by a conference group in Connecticut, and it was a quite large women's gathering, centered around entrepreneurship, corporate leadership, and philanthropy. There are many, many sessions. It was at the Boston Convention Center. There were about over 1,000 women, I would say. They had a really great.
You guys didn't have to get a permit to assemble or anything, did you?
No, we did not, Jim.
And you didn't throw any tea over in the harbor or anything like that, did you? You didn't.
No, none of that.
Okay, all right. Nothing revolutionary.
No, nothing revolutionary.
Okay. All right.
But let's see, they had as an opening keynote, they had Sharon Allen, who was chairman of the board at Deloitte & Touche, and Maria Otero, who's president and CEO of Action International, an organization that I love. I don't know if you know about them, but Maria does. Micro lending to Latin American countries made an enormous impact on the lives mostly of underprivileged women in Latin America.
Isn't it great that the Nobel people gave the guy who basically started micro lending, they gave him a Peace Prize? I guess it was a Peace Prize.
I've
forgotten the guy's name. You remember the guy's name? I always forget his name. It's not that hard to remember. I just do. And anyway, isn't that great that I mean, talk about some global recognition for the importance of that. That was good.
I love that. I think microlending is really important. And the amazing thing is that it takes like so little money. It takes like $50 to make a difference in someone's life.
And the people who get these loans pay them back high percentages.
Yes, far more frequently than big companies pay back their loans.
Absolutely.
Yes, it's amazing. They have a lot of integrity.
Donna, hold that thought. Donna Finn is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Her book is called Alpha Dogs. Is it out in paperback already or about to be?
May, beginning of May.
In May, it's going to be out in paperback, folks, but you still got time to get the hardback. And she and I will be right back after these messages. When we come back, I'm going to ask her about this Inc. 500 thing that may be getting bigger. Stay with us. 20 after. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Donna Finn. That's F-E-N-N. She's the author of the outstandingly successful book, Alpha Dogs. Alpha Dogs is the title. How Your Small Business Can Become a Leader of the Pack. It's now being printed, even as we speak, in paperback. And will be available on the street in May, wherever books are sold, and being translated into Japanese. That's got to be exciting for you, Donna.
It is, and actually probably at some point in the future into Hindu as well. Hindi.
Wow.
Because we sold the Hindi rights as well. So
good for you.
Excellent. Yep.
That's good, Donna. The Inc. has always. You guys have had the Inc. 500 for a long time.
Yeah, for
and
over
that's coming up again, but it's going to be a little different this year, isn't it?
It is. We've taken a bold step, and we have turned the Inc. 500 into the Inc. 5000. Believe it or not.
Wow! Does that mean I might have a shot at that?
You might.
Maybe if you made it the Inc. 50,000, maybe I could make.
You should apply. It's actually the Inc. 500 is still going to be in the magazine.
I was
going to
say if you're Inc. 5000, that's if you're one of the 500, you don't want that tainted, right?
Well, you know,
I'm just teasing.
I think it's maybe an issue, but the Inc. 500 will still be in the magazine, and then 501 to 5,000 will be online. So this
Well, that'd be a bummer to be the 501, wouldn't it?
I know it would be a bummer. It would be, but you know, I think people would just be happy to be on the list.
Oh, I think so too. Listen, so if you've I don't care what they call me as long as they say my name, right?
There you go. If you've got revenue for 2003 and you've grown, and you're a privately held company and not part of a bigger company, then you should go to Inc.com and you should apply. And the application deadline is April 15th. Easy to remember since it's another deadline as well and not.
Okay, I'm on your website. I'm on your website right now, and folks, on the left side it says Inc. 500.
You got to click on Inc. 500.
So if I go to, on the left, in the left column there, it says Inc. 500. So there's the list, and it talks about the Inc. 500 and the top 25 companies, and there, let's see, the application is right there somewhere. Oh, the login. You'll have to log in, I guess, huh? Log in for that.
I don't think you have to log in. I think you just go to Inc.com, and you can click on Inc. Let me see. You can click on the Inc. 500, and then there's a little the drop down bar gives you an option to apply, and so you don't have to log in. You can just go do it.
So apply for that, folks. Well, and I think, you know, just do it, folks. Just do it because, I mean, it'll be good experience for you, and
exactly.
Who knows? There's a lot of small businesses out there in flyover America, Donna, that don't need to be in the top 500 for this to be a designation. I mean, just to be able to say in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, that you're a member of the Inc. 5000, that ought to get you, that ought to sell a couple extra hamburgers.
Yeah. Exactly. So, you know, come and take this opportunity to join the Inc. community. It's a good one to be in, I can tell you. And, you know, just apply. You got nothing to lose.
I appreciate you expanding this, and you can tell the folks up there that I said that. Okay. One of the things that you did while you were at the Women's Congress was you were around one of our friends, Nell Merlino.
Yeah.
With Make Mine a Million. Tell us about what happened.
Yes. Yes. Well, Make Mine a Million actually at the Women's Congress announced its next group of winners. And for people who don't know what that is, Make Mine a Million Nell founded an organization called Count Me In a couple of years ago. Count Me In for Women's Economic Independence.
We launched that program on my show, by the way.
Oh, that's terrific. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She's a very dynamic woman, a real New Yorker. A real New York attitude.
Yeah, every way.
Yeah. So her goal is to increase economic independence for women and to try to increase the number of women-owned businesses that hit that $1 million mark. Because, as you may know, Jim, there are I think women's business contributes about $3 trillion, but only. Yeah. Only 3% of women-owned business clear the $1 million mark, which is less than that, small businesses owned by men. So Nell partnered with American Express Open, which is it's like an exciting group too. And I had some time alone with Saba, who runs that group, and boy, she's a dynamic woman as well.
Well, you know, Nell has had we've had their several of their awardees on my show, and they've told my audience about how much the loan either was going to mean for them or we had some that have come on the show who had been a recipient, and they told us how it made a difference in their business.
Well, I think it makes it, you know, the loan from the line of credit makes a huge difference. The loan makes a huge difference, but what people say is that it's the mentoring that is really incredibly valuable, because along with the loan, they get formal mentoring, they get marketing assistance, they get sort of a technology upgrade for their businesses.
And that's, is that countmein.org or .com? Do you remember?
I think it's .org.
Try one of the others, folks. Count Me In, and also Google Make Mine a Million if you want to know more about that. You know, the cool thing about, and I got to wrap it up here, Donna, but the cool thing about her, about Nell, is she started that in her apartment. I mean, just a great, that's a great entrepreneurial story all by itself. Donna Finn, ladies and gentlemen, the author of the outstanding and very successful book, Alpha Dogs. Donna, you got a website?
Yes, I do. It's you can get me at alphadogsbook.com or just donnafenn.com. We'll get you there,
right.
too.
Thank you, Donna. Good job today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Jim.
See you next time. Quick break. Right back with Dan Pointer, the self-publishing guru of the galaxy. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.